of State Antony Blinken spoke with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, Tuesday, just before Blinken headed to Ukraine for talks with the country's president amid continued fears Russia is planning to invade its neighboring country. In a statement about the conversation, the State Department said Blinken stressed the importance of continuing a diplomatic path to de-escalate tensions surrounding the deeply troubling Russian military buildup in and near Ukraine. The statement said the secretary reiterated the unshakable U.S. commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, underscored that any discussion of European security must include NATO allies and European partners, including Ukraine. In an earlier statement, the State Department outlined Blinken's quickly arranged trip, saying he's scheduled to meet Wednesday in Kyiv with President Vladimir Zelensky and Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. The State Department said Blinken will then travel to Berlin to meet with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock to discuss recent diplomatic engagements with Russia and joint efforts to deter further Russian aggression against Ukraine. Baerbock was in Moscow Tuesday, where she had her own meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov. The World Health Organization's Emergencies Director, Mike Ryan, said Tuesday only 7% of the African population is fully vaccinated against COVID-19, while more than half the world's total population has already been double vaccinated. Speaking during a virtual panel on vaccine equity at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Ryan said the world's wealthiest nations are leaving huge swaths of the rest of the world behind. On the same panel, African Centers for Disease Control Director John Negesong was more blunt than Ryan, saying what we've seen over the last 2 years is really a total collapse of global cooperation and solidarity. This is VOA News. Police in Pakistan say the outlawed Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility Tuesday for a rare overnight attack in the capital, Islamabad, that killed a police officer and wounded two others. Police officials say two gunmen riding a motorcycle opened fire on a security checkpoint near one of the city's busy markets late Monday. They say the ensuing shootout killed both the assailants as well as a police officer. Pakistani Interior Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmed condemned the gun attack as an act of terrorism, saying it is being taken as a signal that such attacks have started to occur in the capital. In a statement posted to its Twitter account, the Pakistani Taliban, known as Tehrik Taliban Pakistan, or TTP, claimed responsibility for the attack and confirmed the killing of its two gunmen who carried it out. Vatican officials reported Tuesday the Vatican Secretary of State and his deputy have both tested positive for COVID-19, the highest-ranking Vatican officials to test positive since the pandemic began. The official said Cardinal Pedro Parolin, who serves as the Vatican's Secretary of State and is considered Pope Francis's number two man, has very light symptoms, while his deputy, Archbishop Peña Parra, is asymptomatic. There is no immediate comment on the last contact that either of the men had with the Pope. It wasn't clear if Francis has received a booster shot, which has been administered to his predecessor, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. The White House says it is actively engaged with U.S. wireless carriers, airlines, and airplane manufacturers, and key federal agencies to address a looming aviation crisis. In comments to the Reuters news agency, a senior White House official said airlines are preparing to cancel a significant number of passenger and cargo flights in the coming hours to prepare for AT&T and Verizon's new fifth-generation C-band wireless service, or as it is commonly known, 5G service, that starts Wednesday. The airlines warned Monday of a catastrophic impacts 5G could have on airline communications. Airlines want wireless carriers to not use some wireless towers near airport runways in an effort to avoid most of the flight disruptions. The U.S. space agency NASA reports a large asteroid is expected to pass within 1.93 million kilometers of Earth Tuesday. The asteroid, known as 7482, was first discovered in 1994 and is about 1 kilometer wide, or as NASA describes it, bridge size. Even at its closest, 7482 won't be visible without the aid of a telescope. The space agency says the asteroid will make a pass by the Earth again in July, but won't be as close. The space agency says the asteroid will not come back again until January 18th of 2105, when it's projected to come within 2.32 million kilometers of Earth. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.